Now we return to news items. We cannot avoid football this week with two good wins for our football club, but sadly a defeat for the City women. The club obviously recruits them young too, as a six-year-old signs up. Ben Crisine believes Norwich City can begin to look up to their championship table after their 2-0 victory over Blackburn at Carrow Road. The result sees them pull 4 points clear of the drop zone as their impressive revival mission under Philippe Clement continues at pace. City have now won 5 of their last 6 matches, with the only defeat coming against promotion-chasing Middlesbrough. While the victory over managerless strugglers Blackburn won't win any style points, Crisine was quick to point out the importance of the result couldn't be underestimated. "It's massive, especially at this time of the season and how the season's gone. It's crucial to pick up those points," said Crisine. "These are the games which matter, the ones which are scrappy, but you have to get the job done," he added.
Mohamed Touré's hat-trick on his full Norwich City debut sealed an emphatic 3-0 championship win for the injury-hit Canaries at Oxford. Touré notched on his home debut to seal the weekend's Blackburn win as a second-half substitute, but struck twice in the first half at the Kassam Stadium and grabbed a match ball with another clinical strike in the 47th minute. The 21-year-old Australian led the line in the absence of an injured Jovan Mokama in a City team missing first-choice keeper Vladan Kovacevic and wide player Papa Amadou Diallo. A 5th win in the last 6 league games for Philippe Clement's side moved them 7 points clear of the bottom 3.
Norwich City women's manager Andy Cook has expressed his appreciation for supporters after the 3-2 home loss to promotion rivals Fulham. "The result is disappointing to come away with 0 points in front of such a brilliant crowd," he said. "They were phenomenal today. They gave us an extra yard in every pass, sprint or anything we did." Cook was also pleased to see support from the club's hierarchy at the Nest, which was full to its 1,000 capacity. "It's great to hear that supporting director Ben Napper and executive director Zoe Webber were here. I think several of the other staff were here too. I think it shows the rapport amongst the whole club. I love working with the staff there. The access we're allowed is fantastic. We're treated as a fully fledged member of staff. It's never a case of the women's staff do this. It's that you're a Norwich City member and we'll always support the guys during the week."
Harrison Sate, a 10-year-old who is crazy about football, has turned his dreams into a reality joining Norwich City's under-10 academy. His dedication to the game began at 4 years old, and the striker has played for teams including Dereham Stripes under-9s and Sprouston Hawks under-10s. Now, after 6 years of hard work, Harrison, who lives near Dereham, has scored his most memorable goal yet. He says, "I'm really, really happy." Mr. Sate, Harrison's dad, said, "I'm immensely proud. It just goes to show that all the hard work you can put in over the early years can lead to something special. My favourite Norwich City player is probably Ali Ahmed. He's also just been signed."
Norwich has been named one of the city's most resistant to changing to EV cars. According to new data, 32% of people surveyed in Norwich would never consider switching to an electric vehicle. Data from National Scrap Car found that nearly 25% of people asked there was no persuading them to make the change. The figures put Norwich joint third for cities that would be least likely to buy an electric vehicle. The data also showed that 1 in 4 drivers reported that government incentives would motivate them to make the switch to electric. Just under a third of drivers feel driven to switch to EV due to environmental concerns.